Okay, good morning, class. Before I start my lecture, I want to give some information for you. Tomorrow afternoon, my lecture will be 2 to 3. Okay? After that, most generally, about Tirigusara, where a few minutes continue and you will go to Panyuwa, where he preached Dhamma. You can have new experience. Okay? Meet tomorrow. Today is SV4. So yesterday, do you remember I explained about the samveda and dealing with the viriya? Okay? Samveda, urgency or fear. So yesterday I gave it commentary explanation. Samvega sahottappa jnanam samvega. Do you remember? Sahottappa jnanam samvega. Samvega is knowledge together with mental fearness. Okay? Samvega is knowledge together with mental fearness, ottapa. Ottapa is a technique that later we can study about ottapa. Okay? Ottapa is a mental state, mental property, chittasika. So we can sort of understand according to literal meaning. Samvegas, fear of conditioned things, or fear of Dhamma, we can say like that. Not a common fears, yeah. Not common fears. Fears maybe, for example, the fear can arise within you towards a poison, because you know a poison is very dangerous thing. Seeing the poison, you may have fear, fear arises within you. Isn't that? Sometimes in Myanmar, there are mad dogs, it's very dangerous. There's rabies. Rabies virus is very dangerous. When the mad dog is bite, human beings also become mad and lose his life. So, the person who stand in his home, seeing the metal is coming, running near him, he may say, oh, the metal is very dangerous. The fear arises. Is it that? He understands. He knows how dangerous. Like that, the samvega this arises seeing the dangers of conditioned things. Isn't that? That is not a dosa. Seeing the dangers of conditioned things, because our conditioned things are subject to impermanence. Conditioned things are subject to suffering. Conditioned things are not under control. So, soullessness. Therefore, seeing, realizing, then fear arises within us. There is a samvega. You got it, the meaning? So, not the feeling is with the dosa. Not fear is not a dosa here. Do you know the chemical weapon? How dangerous chemical weapons and biological weapons. If you find out that such a weapon, what will be within you? Chemical weapon. When chemical weapons, if a chemical weapon blows, what will be? It's very dangerous. You understand that is very dangerous things. fear arises within you. Okay? Like that, you realize conditioned things, sankhara. You realize the natures of sankhara. Because all sankharas are momentary, they are impermanent. By contemplating such a danger, fear arises within you. Such a fears can be called samvega. Okay? This samvega lead to urgency. Therefore, this lead to practice meditation because of he realized or she realized about that. She want to free from them. Okay, that is a samvega dealing with the viriya. So viriya, you see, it is approximate cause is a sense of urgency. It is approximate cause is samvega. Samvega cause to viriya arise. Because of samvega, viriya effort is more and more. So now we have a study about this viriya. Vitaka, vichara, abhimaukha, viriya. Then another occasional mental property is number five. Is what is number five? Piti. Piti is zest here. Yeah. Translations of joy or zest. So piti. There are different translations of piti. Different translations, different explanations. That is, piti is, according to Panjana Mori's translation, this is a zest of happiness, piti. This piti associated with the lower mula chaitas also. When lower mula, but not with all lower mula chaitas. How many lower mula chaitas do you remember? Eight. But out of eight, four lobha mula chaitas associated with happiness, somanasa, only four. Okay? Lobha mula chaita has two different feelings. One is pleasant feelings, the other is indifferent feelings. Okay? Four lobha mula chaitas associated with pleasant feeling is associated with the piti. The other four with indifferent feeling do not associate with the piti. You should understand like that. Piti is ever associated with the somanasa and sukha. Piti ever associated with the somanasa and the sukha, pleasant feeling. Without a pleasant feeling, commonly piti cannot arise as. Piti is ever associated with the pleasant feeling. Therefore, whoever angry, feels that arises within him, anger, hatred arises within him, there's no piti. Piti, therefore, cannot associate with dosa mula chaitas. In different feelings also, there's no piti. In different feelings are neither pleasant nor unpleasant. So, piti never associated with the upikasa also. We should understand in common stage, piti ever associated with the happiness. Pleasant feelings. Okay? So we can find piti, four lobha mula chaitas with the pleasant feeling. The other four lobha mula chaitas never associated with the piti. If so, we should understand whenever lobha mula chaita arises within us, there is no piti. Okay? Not ever piti. Only with the pleasant feelings, piti arises. So this piti, you should understand like the pitis are, and according to level, according to degrees, pitis are classified into five. Five kinds of pitis are mentioned in test. Number one is kodika. Number two is kandika. Number three is okandika. Number four is hobega. Number five is harana. First, let me give the Pali technical terms. First, I explain the translations, okay? After that, I will explain one after the other. Kodika. Kodikas, according to PTS dictionaries, kodikas, slight sense of interest. Slight sense of interest. Slight. Slight sense of interest. Slight sense of interest. Slight, slight. Slight means S-L-I-G-H-T, slight. Okay, little, little. Slight sense of interest. Okay, sense. Like a sense organ, a sense. S-E-N-C-E, S-E-N-C-E, sense. Interest, okay? Slight sense of interest. That's it. First, I just a translation, the scholars are translated in this way. After that, I will explain, okay? Kanika. Kanika means momentary joint, momentary. Kana means, kanika samadhi, like that, momentary. Just one moment. Momentary. Momentary joint. Okkantika. Okkantika is flat of joint, flat. Flat of joint, like water flat, like flat. F-L-O-O-D, flat. Flat of joint, okkantika. Obega. You got it, the meaning? Flat out joy. I must learn German language. But I know only one Katam Morgan. Is it that? Flat out joy. Join, join. Join. Joy, joy. Flat out happiness. Flat out happiness, okay? You got it, the meaning? Okay. Obega. Obega. Trillion emotion. Trillion emotion. T-H-R-I. Double I and trillion. It's better I write, okay? Can you see? Trillion emotion. Just I explained it. According to the translations, prana means substituent joint, substituent joint. Okay, you get it? You see? Okay, these five types of PTs are explained. They have a different level, it's a different degrees. According to their degree, it is classified into five. That is the PT. Some PT should be subjugated, should be pressed, because the PT associated with the lower mula should not be increased. Must be cut down this PT because of with the craving. Most people also like the PT associated with the lower mula. You know that? Most people's enjoyment, sense of pleasure, that's PTs. Most people's experience in this PTs. They're searching for such a PTs. Dhamma PT should be increased. Dhamma PT should be increased. Sometimes you meditate Harare in Bafeli, your concentration is so nice. Knowledge also, higher. At that time, pity rises within you. Such a pity is massive. Okay? That is called Dhamma Pity. Dhamma Pity is necessary. So, five types of pities. Kodika. Literally, I explain. Kodika means Kodaka. The word Kodaka is small. Small. Literally, small. Small twine means not so high. Only just happiness. Just a twine. That is the Kodika Pity. When it arises, sometimes it's appeared in the bodies. I think such a happiness, if then good news, if you have a good news, at that time, happiness and joy appear. Such a small happiness is called Kodika. Kodika happiness. Kodika means, in translation, slightly sense of interest. Kanika, that is not a, no need to explain, momentary, just as moment appeared. This during meditation time is supposed to. Kanika piti. Kanika piti is one experience in during meditation. Kanika piti is momentary joint. Ukandika piti means, flat of joy means, piti is, this joint is very strong. Okay, it influences the whole mentality, the whole mental state. That is Ukandika piti. Piti influences your mind. That is Ukandika piti. Okay? Just a piti arises within you, that is maybe. Not other things, only pity arises. You are happy and so happy dealing with the Dhamma. That is Ukandika pity. Flood of joy. Okay? Upeka is thrilling emotions. This Upeka pity is very wonderful pity. Amazing joy. Some people also have such a pity. He came flying. His body is become lighter and light. They can raise up and reach there. In Sri Lanka, there's a story, ancient times. There's a story. One lady, this is Anuradhapura stories. One day, there are great ceremony. There were great ceremony around the Mahachatya. Ruwanweli Chaitya in Sri Lanka is called Ruwanweli, isn't that? Ruwanweli Chaitya. In Ruwanweli Chaitya, many, many people went there and honored Buddha Puja, great scale. But the lady, unfortunately, could not go there. But she saw that ceremony. She is not so far from her house. She saw this great ceremony. She wanted to go there. Seeing that, a pity arises within her, and she jumped and got down there immediately. I explain only story. But if you try to have such a pity, you may have a great opportunity to get down there. Pity raised up her body and get down there. So in this world, there are very amazing things, wonderful things also arises, but they are very rare. Okay? That is a miracle. That is also logic, because our mental power is so high. Isn't that? Mental power is so high. I had another story. dealing with this mental power. One old man who is a drunkard, nobody gave alcohol to him. He went to drink, but he cannot move. He cannot raise up. He lying down. But someone bring the alcohol and give him. He drink and can raise up. Mentally, he is very happy and energetic. Yeah, such a things and there was such a amazing things that happened. You may believe or not, they are very wonderful stories. That is a God can be called, yeah, such a lady's PT is Omega PT, trillion emotion. Raise up her body or his body. Okay, this PT can raise up. Is it possible? Possible or not possible? But mental power, we don't know about mental power. We know a little. We know very little. Therefore, do you remember there are many stories, Buddha and Arahant can fly? Do you believe it? Why? Through which power? That's a mental power. Even today, present days, now 8 days, there are some yogis, they repeat their experience. When they practice meditation, during meditation, the concentration is so high. Together with the concentration, there's a joyful. At that time, he think his body is he's sitting cross-legged. He is sitting on the seat, but because of PT, he raised up 1 foot height without it touching his seat. Yeah, you can try. A little high, not a sky. Oh, without it touching in the seat, he's raised up his body. Wonderfully find out his, because of PT. Okay? The speed, there is also experience. I heard that this is stories and Maharshi Meditation Centers. They have, there is a record. Because all meditators should report, Reverend, out of my experience, one of them, you practice very long time at Maharshi Meditation Center. So, I had when I was young, okay? This is a PT. This PT is, PTs are associated, evil and good for this time. Evil PT should not be sustained, okay? Should not be increased. But PT associated with the good should be sustained and should increase. This PT is effector of enlightenment, Pachanga, Piti Sambho Chango. This Piti can remove disease also. There are some meditation centers and there's a record. The yogis, within yogis, this Piti arises several times. Then, when he check up, medical checkups, before he practiced meditation, he got heart disease. After practicing meditation, there's no more heart disease. Because of PT. When PT rises, PT can treat, PT can cure. Okay? So, this PT is not only the factor of enlightenment, it can create and can treat, can cure disease also. You know, there are three sutras. Listening Bhojanga Sutta, Kassapa Bhojanga Sutta, and Moggallana Bhojanga Sutta, Chonda Bhojanga Sutta. One day Venerable Kassapa got illness, sick, cussed. At that time, the Buddha himself approached and preached Bhojanga Sutta. Listening Bhojanga Sutta, pity arises within Venerable Kassapa. Then Venerable Kassapa is recovered. The same way, Venerable Moggallana also illness. At that time, the Buddha approached and preached this sutta. So Venerable Moggallana also recovered. Buddha himself got illness. At that time, Chonda recited this Bhojanga Sutta, listening Bhojanga Sutta, and within the Buddha, piti arises, then there's no more disease. So, if you willing to do, you may have some doubters here and can give a treatment because our medicines are so expensive now. Is it? So PD is not so expensive. You should cultivate it within you, isn't it? That is very good. Okay? Therefore, the PT to realize PT is very important. But PT is not included in Eightfold Noble Path. But according to causalities, when PT arises, tranquility arises. That is the meaning, PT lead to tranquilities. Asati. Tranquility lead to happiness. Happiness lead to samadhi. Okay? Piti lead to tranquility, mental tranquility. Tranquility lead to happiness. Happiness lead to concentration. Concentration lead to realization. So therefore, pitis are so important. But not all pitis are so important. The piti dealing with the Dhamma are so important. Not piti, sense of pleasure is not so important. Okay? So, pitis. What is the next one? Chanda. Pranapiti. Yes, pranapiti means a substitution drive. This is mentioned in the jhana stage. Jhana stage. In jhana stage, the whole body it is substituted. The whole body spread. Piti is spread. The whole body. Okay? Piti is spread in the whole body. At that time, maybe some yogis experience, they say he passed over vedana, no vedana at all. And during practice meditation, before he contemplated the pain anywhere in the bodies. Okay? But after concentrations become stronger and stronger, piti arises and the whole body is there's no feeling, no vedana at all. Vedana means suffering. No suffering, no pain at all. At that time, this is substitution, joy arises within him. And meditation centers, they say they pass over vedana. That is vedana, passing over. But vedana must still remain. They mean vedana means suffering. Suffering is passing over. They suffering passing over. At that time, piti influence the whole body, spread the whole body, and yogi cannot stop his meditation. He wants to continue. He lunch time, he said, never stop, want to stop. There are one yogi, and there's a record. 24 hours continuously meditate. Non-stop, sitting meditation, 24 hours. He's very joyful. I think he's from Switzerland, or I don't remember this. There's a record in Mahas Meditation Center. When I was young, I heard about it. 24 hours, continuously meditate, without moving, without drinking, without eating, without sleeping. Okay? Because of this, subsequent times, prana pitis. In jhana stage, you know there are many stories about the Buddhas. Buddhas attained jhana stage for 7 days, Nirodha Samapatti, like that. Nirodha Samapatti, Phala Samapatti. You know the stories, Buddhas are after enlightenment, a week, in 7 places, the Buddha remained with attainment. That is a Phala Samapatti. Okay? This with the Phala Samapatti, the Buddha keep his happiness, can remain without moving at all. Okay? That is the power of Dhammas. This deity is at the dice more. What is the next one? Chanda, okay. Chanda means, chanda is playing like that. Need for an object. Chanda, need for an object. According to text, chanda means katukamata. Katukamata. The state of willing to do. The state of willing to do. Wish to do. Katu kama means wish. Katu means to do. Okay? Wish to do. That's a chanda. Need for an object. This chanda is slightly different from lobha. Lobha also want. Sanha also want, okay, wish to do. But lobha and chandas are different. Chanda is just a wish to do, not attached to it. Lobha is attached to an object. You get it, the meaning? Okay? Chanda is not attached to object, only willing to do, wish to do. For example, there are some people who wish to have money. This money he wants to provide the others, not for himself. Isn't that? Some people wish to donate. Therefore, he wants to more money. He wants more money. This money he wants to donate. Such is the chanda. This kusala chanda. Yeah. Kusala chanda. Yes. Not only kusala, chanda associated with the lobhas also. At that time, lobha lead, it is also followed. Okay? Chanda. But they have different functions. Lobhas attached to object. Okay? Desire for object, attached to object. Chanda just wish to do. Wish to do. Like our organs, mineral states have different functions to perform. Okay, this is a chanda. Now we have studies about chitta-sikas. Now how many chitta-sikas we have studied? There are some information, If you want to know about it then, you should read the Path of Purification, dealing with Sankara Kanda of High Cricket. Okay? So you can get some information. Now I want to announce this tomorrow. Is tomorrow, according to your wish, tomorrow 2 o'clock will start on the way to Dirigu Sarasa Jani and Chausse. Okay, in Chausse, there are some interesting and dancing and ceremonial process. If you wish to say, tomorrow afternoon will be no class. It's okay? Tomorrow afternoon will be no class. According to your wish, you can do. Well, that is also a good opportunity to see. Huh? In Sri Lanka there is a called Perahera. Perahera. Yeah. Perahera. Perahera means, yeah, procession. Procession, dressing ancient times, with the dancing and... Did you see people like that? Well, there's also a good opportunity for you. But you should meditate on it. Just this is a chakuncha patecha rupecha opachati chakuvenyana depending on I and this way object, I consciousness arises simultaneously. You shouldn't like that. Okay? Okay, let me stop my lectures.